The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
We're going to be in conversation with ladies from Basadi Bamushito Foundation. And you might be thinking, Kwasi, I don't even know who that is. Well, dear friend, I can't wait for you to find out the story of Basadi Bamushito. Joining me this afternoon is founder of the, I'm going to say BBM Foundation, Antoinette Maluleke, as well as the ladies Karabo and Harmony. They're joining me in studio to tell us about the great work that they're doing in our community. And of course, what they're about to embark on a little bit later on this year. Ladies, welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, listeners.
Hello.
It's good to be chatting to you, specifically talking about this. And when I read the name, it almost sounds like it's a choir. So I'm not sure if there's a hidden skill that I'm not knowing about. Is there?
No, you're good.
Okay. There's just laughs. So I was like, no one is actually saying no. So I'm not sure. But it's great to have you here. And maybe for someone who may be listening to this conversation and thinking, Basadi Bamushito Foundation, what is that about? All I know is your story, Antoinette, is not one that sounds so glamorous at face value. But what it's become is what makes it so much more powerful. But I'll let you do the talking. Tell us about Basadi Bamushito Foundation.
Of course, the name means tremor, women who cause a stir or a shake. And of course, as you've mentioned, that it was not created from glamour. I'm a survivor of gender-based violence, and from there it stemmed the vision that created BBM Foundation. I was impacted 30-odd years ago, and I was given an opportunity to be able to be unleashed. Because from GBV, you become very your confidence and your self-worth is destroyed because you are told by perpetrators how unworthy you are. And when I was impacted, an opportunity was given to me for me to be able to get identification of who I was or who I am created to be, the purpose that God created me with, and that is impacting life. But of course, you discover that after you have been reignited, when you have discovered who exactly you are. And even from the atrocities of the pain of GBV, I got to understand and realize that from the ashes I rose and became this woman. And I was given, impacted by being given an opportunity those years ago, and hence me and these lovely ladies give back to the communities and impact women with skills. And of course, the rest is from Harmony and Karabo can add on it.
And I think what you're saying is so powerful, you know, because I think it takes quite a bit of strength to be able to not just reignite, like you were saying earlier, but to be able to reignite in their own personal capacity and then be able to turn that into something that impacts so many other women and so many other people, because that takes a lot of strength. Because I don't know, I mean, I'm imagining this, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, it's almost like you relive everything as you get to meet different people. But I want to rope you ladies in here now. Harmony, maybe let me bring it to you. You know, the concept of empowering women is something that's very important. Why did you find it important to join in with what Basadi Bamushito is doing? Because, I mean, her story is one thing, but it must take something in you to be able to say, I'm lifting my hands and I want to definitely be a part of that.
Yeah, definitely. I think the most important thing that anybody can come into understanding is purpose. And when people don't understand why they're here, what their purpose is, they live lives out of sync. And one of the main things that we focus on at BBM Foundation is helping women understand who they are and helping them discover that purpose. And for me, that's what resonates a lot, because I discovered so much about myself on this journey. And to watch all of our beneficiaries come on this journey with us and just see them transform into amazing, strong women, you know, even with the difficult past, is so encouraging and so rewarding. And that's what it's really about. So before the skills we give them, before we give them opportunities to find jobs and start businesses, we work on changing their mindsets, making them recognize who they are, accepting and coming into agreement with God, really, on their skills and their abilities, and them enabled to use that for their success is the most important thing.
Yeah, you know, what you're saying is very true. Being able to come into agreement with God and be reminded of who He says you are. Over and above the noise that you've been hearing and what people have defined you to be. Karabo, you know, I think about this model and I'm just like, man, this is something powerful. It's something that I would love to see in every community, in every city, in every part of the world, actually, not just limited to the city of Pretoria. Is that what led to the launching of this community center, to kind of say we want to be able to bring it all into one space?
Definitely. Definitely. It's actually part of our 10-year vision, you know, because we've only been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
And part of the 10-year goal was that we want to expand provincially, you know, in Africa and globally, of course. And this is a big stepping stone into that. A generous partner gave us the space, and we are just expanding in crazy, crazy ways. You know, we started off with a small group of 30 women when we launched our pilot in 2021, and it's just been growing ever since.
Yeah.
And I mean, mom has been getting phone calls of women who just want to take part in this, like, aggressively. I think we're sitting on like 40, 45 women.
Wow.
You know, and from different provinces, not just Gauteng as
That's
well.
That's amazing.
From the Free State, from Limpopo, you know, so the reach is there, the demand is there. And really for us, that is the most humbling thing, because like Harmony said, if we can impact women in this way and change lives, not just from a skill perspective, but from a purpose point of view, then for us, that is everything.
Oh man, that is so true. I mean, it's basically what I was saying earlier. You know, I want to see the spread into so many different areas. And I think that community center will become a piece of being able to do that. But you're launching this a little bit later on this year. Antonetti, maybe you can tell us what people will expect to find when they come to that particular community center. Because there's many community centers, but I'm sure there's something that's close to your heart about this one that makes it different.
Firstly, we need to understand that we were given instructions to love. Love is the component of all of that. Coming from a background where you would have been exposed to loneliness and be defined as a nothing. And there's so many people that go through life in that instance where they are made to feel that they are worthless, you know, and love is the key to all of this. And this is what we do, what we do. We have to give out the love that we were instructed to give by our Lord Jesus Christ. So more than anything else, the warmth and the welcoming of making them understand that they are not alone. You know, when people go through all different types of struggles and challenges, we often don't want to talk about it, because there is a stigma that when you express and you expose your weaknesses, people take that weakness and create havoc out of it, especially through social medias. And we go through challenges where people don't want to talk about what is really hurting them. And it's, in essence, it is the support of communities that needs to lift each other up. You know, and when you come into an environment like the space that we are going to be creating and opening, we need people to understand that there is a confidentiality, there's privacy. They can come in and just come and be in an environment that does not discriminate them.
I think there's a lot of us in the public that's now going, oh my goodness, how can I take hands with you? In actual fact, there's a voice note that just came through from Tebogo saying, this sounds amazing, I want to be a part of this. So how can we then take hands with Basadi Mamushito to say, we want to further what you do? I don't have the capacity, but I want to be able to partner with you.
Absolutely. So this community center is going to be a space where the community can come together. We're going to be offering skills for unemployed men and women. We're going to have a charity shop, which is where we actually generate most of our income. So if people can come on board, at the moment, it's a shell. It's an empty space. We need to refurbish it and turn it into a training center.
Yeah.
So Mandela Day is coming up. Let corporates and private companies and individuals spend with us and give us a hand in terms of materials, building, drywalling, painting, plumbing, whatever skills or resources you have to help us actually transform the space into a workable center that will help us dramatically. And I mean, the rest of the public, anybody at all who feels like there's something, furniture that they can donate towards the space, but even skills. You know, we need expertise, people who think, you know, I have an expert, I'm an expert in said skill, and I'd like to teach the ladies or teach the gentlemen. We are open to that, and we're always so grateful for hands. So at the moment, the primary need is getting the center up and running by our second block, which is the 1st of August.
Yeah.
It's a tall ask, but we believe it can happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we band together.
So. I absolutely agree with you. By the 1st of August, that center can definitely be running, especially with that focus and heart for it to do that. Where is the center going to be, if I can ask, Karabo? Because now I'm just like, I want it everywhere. But now we're working with one for now.
We are in Littleton, so you'll find us located at the Littleton Shopping Center.
Yeah, and if they want to get more details in terms of how they can be able to bring furniture, bring their hands to say, hey, I'll offer a Saturday and be able to be part of the painting or whatever it may be, where can they do that?
So you can contact us on 082-801-3000. 3125. And you can also visit our website. It is bbmfoundation.org.
Yeah.
082-801-3125.
082-801-3125 or www.bbmfoundation.org is where you can find more details. This may sound like it's sort of an empty question at face value, but with time, I think, Antoinette, you'll be able to understand the weight of it. There's a lot of us, when you think about gender-based violence, and we already are very narrow-minded towards it because we always think specifically physical abuse. And I ask this because I think there's a lot of women, ladies, and young girls who might be hearing this and thinking, I think this is for me, but I'm not sure because I'm not exactly married or whatever the blank may be. Who is this space for?
It is for everybody that feels having gone through an oppressive state.
Sure.
When you're a human being and you feel oppressed in any other way, be it financial, be it emotional, be it physical, it is for you.
Yeah.
You know, you have to reach out for you to feel that you can't express yourself and be able to live as a human being that God created you to live.
Yeah.
The space is for you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And if you consider starting that choir, just call me. I've got you sorted. It's going to be a national choir all over the country. Basadi Bamushito. And maybe it can become Basadi Bamino. Who knows? Who knows? That's how we wrap up this conversation this afternoon on The Afternoon Drive with Kosi.
This is The Afternoon Drive Show.